All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, and we are here for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We are coming to you from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria. Tonight is the night of the big six-pack challenge that Danny Davis has put together. But also, we are 2 weeks away from Hard Day's Night, which is also the card where we have a cross promotion with Hawkeye Championship Wrestling. So this is going to be a great card as we build up to it. But right now, let's look at what we have tonight. We have the Interstate 74 Tournament semifinal to see who faces the Brooklyn Brawler. Is Jimmy Golden and Barry Horowitz. You've got Superstar Billy Graham and Terry Funk fighting each other again. And then our final match is that six-pack challenge. No time limit, no disqualification. Six men going at it until one stands tall. Will it be Illinois heavyweight champion Iceman King Parsons? Will it be one of the other five? Again, title not on the line. But this has major implications as to what may happen in 2 weeks. All right, but before we get there, let's go over the house shows from this past weekend. Friday night in Moline, you had living legend Larry Zbysko defeating Reggie B. Fine. Beef Stew Lou Marconi and Johnny B. Badd fought to a double disqualification. Terry Taylor defeated Jerry the King Lawler in a non-title match. Too Cool defeated the American Tag Team Champions in a non-title match. And the Gorgeous Gentleman defeated the Stud Stable also in a non-title match. Saturday night in Freeport, Brooklyn Brawler and Blacktop Bully fought to a time limit draw. Bradshaw defeated Rick Martel. Dangerous Doug Gilbert defeated Barry Horowitz in a non-title match. Terry Funk defeated Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And the Acolytes defeated Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion in the main event that night. So where are we going to go now? We go on to tonight's card. Interstate 74 title on the line. Crazy enough, the tournament match to see who is the contender for Hard Day's Night actually is later in the card. But we'll do the title match first. Doug Gilbert defending the title against Brian Christopher. Doug and Brian have a decent match, but Doug gets worried about keeping his title as Brian gains the advantage in the match. Doug bolts from the ring as Brian gets ready for a pile driver. Tommy Young counts Doug out, and he retains the title, remaining your Interstate 74 title, even though Brian Christopher wins the match by countout in a time of 7 minutes, 18 seconds. Now we move on to that tournament match. We're down to three guys now. Brooklyn Brawler, Jimmy Golden, and Barry Horowitz, all with the shot at challenging Doug Gilbert for the Interstate 74 title in 2 weeks. Brooklyn Brawler's already in the finals. That leaves us with Jimmy Golden facing off against Barry Horowitz. And they have a great match. But the match gets marred a bit as Doug Gilbert comes down to the ring. He grabs the microphone and berates both men as being unworthy of a title shot. Doug gets involved in the match by tripping Golden, but he can't do much else because he is attacked from behind by Brooklyn Brawler. Brawler and Doug battle outside the ring while Horowitz tries to maintain control of the match. Golden rakes his eyes and gets the pin after the Brainbuster in a time of 9 minutes, 1 second. Next week, Jimmy Golden will face Brooklyn Brawler in the tournament final for a shot at Doug Gilbert's Interstate 74 title. A preview of that comes as Brawler rolls Doug into the ring. Despite having had a brutal match with each other, Golden and Horowitz join Brawler in a beatdown on Doug. As Doug gets laid out by his top three contenders, Golden and Brawler stare each other down before Nick Patrick separates them. That's going to be an interesting match next week. Speaking of interesting matches, I can't even remember which round of this is going on, but Superstar Billy Graham and Terry Funk. Terry Funk gets to the ring, and he challenges Graham to put up his number one contendership. When Graham and Sunshine get to the ring, Graham eagerly agrees. The two men met last week in Champaign with Funk winning a great battle. This week, the match goes pretty well the same way. Graham tries to get a cheap win with his feet on the ropes, but Nick Patrick sees it and stops the count. Graham argues with him, but Funk grabs the branding iron and clotheslines Graham with it while Sunshine distracts Patrick. Your winner is Terry Funk in a time of 17 minutes, 34 seconds. He is now the new number one contender for Jerry Lawler's American heavyweight title. He will be the one facing Jerry Lawler in 2 weeks at Hard Day's Night. After the match, Graham has some words for Sunshine and leaves without her. Not sure what that means for them. But now we have Funk getting ready for his shot at the American heavyweight title, which is being challenged in a non-title match against one half of the Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Tennessee Stud Robert Fuller. Lawler and Fuller have a match that involves a ton of people. Throughout the match, the entire Stud stable gets involved in the match. Although Jerry Calhoun could disqualify Fuller very quickly, Lawler tells him to keep the match going. Lawler manages to hold off the 5-on-1 attack when Mike Davis accidentally nails Fuller with a chair shot. Lawler gets the pin in a time of 7 minutes 46 seconds, barely escaping by the skin of his teeth. Now we get to the main event. Very short card because we weren't sure how long this one was going to go. Six-pack challenge match. Illinois heavyweight champion Iceman King Parsons, Haku, living legend Larry Zbysko, Devin Storm, Terry Taylor, and Bunkhouse Buck. Devin Storm pinned Iceman King Parsons in 8 minutes 38 seconds. Living legend Larry Zbysko pinned Haku at 9:51. So the two guys who have been brawling over the title for the last few months are the first two out of the six-pack challenge. So now we definitely have somebody new looking into the title picture. Bunkhouse Buck then pins Terry Taylor at 15:11. Living legend Larry Zbysko pinned Devin Storm at 17:49 and then goes on to pin Bunkhouse Buck at 23:51. Zbysko grabs the microphone after the match and proclaims himself the uncrowned Illinois heavyweight champion. He tells Iceman King Parsons to prepare to be dethroned, because if Devin Storm can beat him, he has no shot against the living legend. So there we are, end of the card, and living legend Larry Zbysko standing tall, possibly now the new number one contender for the Illinois heavyweight title. More than likely meeting him in 2 weeks, getting that shot at the title. But we still have 2 weeks for that. And this card has been one of those up and down ones where anything is possible. But that's what's great about Pro Wrestling America and wrestling in general, is that anything can happen, which is why we tune in each week. So this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. Be back next week as we get 1 week closer to Hard Day's Night.